your first venture into producing? Why did you make that choice?
Well, when I was 14 and shooting The New World, which is my first film ever, I kept on thinking of the 9 long years that it took me to get to this awesome opportunity to finally do what I trained and dreamt to do so long. And I also had promised myself that the day that I am in the position to do so, I will pay my good fortunes forward and create a platform, to like mentor and inspire all fans and fellow artists and dreamers and visionaries and those wonderful, bright, talented minds out there to share their gifts and have their voices heard and share their visions through interactive collaboration. And also, as a young artist in this age of media and technology, I always believe that it is in a way our responsibility to take risks and explore new boundaries and inspire new positive ideas and opportunities and sort of go outside of the box of the norm of Hollywood. So I was really excited to find a team of people who are courageous enough to see the opportunities and possibilities of for collaborating and doing a new innovative way.
Okay. And why did you pick this particular project for your first endeavor as a producer, The Power of Few?
Why did I pick The Power of Few?
Yes.
Well, The Power of Few sort of represents more than just a strong narrative screenplay. Through the right eyes, it can be seen as a media event and a major step in creating new connection between passion and global audiences and Hollywood. And I'm always trying to come up with positive, groundbreaking, and innovative new ways to create opportunities for the fans. And The Power of Few, like, I really, as a young artist, like, I really feel like as actors and stuff, like, the stories that we put forth and stuff, like, they really do have an impact on the audiences. And so, like, in all the films that I've done over the years, like, it's really important to me to have, like, a good, positive, strong message, something to leave the audience with to think about when they walk out of the theater and it sticks with them, and perhaps they learn something from having seen the film. So yeah, that's why it was The Power of Few. And also, when I had met Leon, like all these years ago, like I think it was 6 years ago, I was talking with him back in 2006 and brainstorming about the possibilities of making The Power of Few, because we both discovered that we shared the deep mutual vision and desire to break down some of the barriers of conventional filmmaking and allow for interactive collaboration, like the interactive collaborative approach. By inviting the fans and the audience to really be a part of the filmmaking process and something bigger, something like powerful and positive and groundbreaking. And then we were like imagining how cool it would be if like a director of a feature film would give up their ending scene of their film to the global audience and fans to edit and decide the outcome and the ending of the film. But we were thinking, well, which directors in their right mind would ever do that? And then also, which actors would trust the raw footage to be edited by a fan? And then we thought, well, The Power of Few is all about doing exactly this. From the first moment that we started putting this film together, we promised ourselves that we would stay true to, our vision, where paying it forward and mentoring new artists and visionaries would be a must. So, like, that's where we had an interactive online casting session for one of our roles, and we found this really lovely girl. Her name was Stephanie, from Malta, Italy, a little island in the Mediterranean. We had so many submissions from all around the world. And then the day that she arrived on set in New Orleans, she was completely in awe and in feeling like she was in a dream. She was absolutely amazing. We were on set, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're gonna put me out of a job, girl." The next step, also in making The Power of Few, was to really include the local people and the community of New Orleans and give them the opportunity to take the first step onto a film set, a feature
Well, you
film
know,
set?
that was another question I was going to ask you. But first of all, are you sitting outside? Because I'm hearing lots of birds.
Oh, I have actually a little lovebird.
Oh, okay. Sounds like lots of birds, but okay.
Oh, no, I
Yeah.
have a little lovebird.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering, what was it like filming in New Orleans, which has been through so much tragedy? And did you get to interact with those affected communities while you were there?
Well, it was really wonderful to film in New Orleans, and to be able to, just because what New Orleans has gone through itself, but they are really an amazing community because they have gone through so much, yet they are so, they're so. It was inspiring to be able to go there as a filmmaker and to have the power, since I was producing, to have the power to really reach out to them, because so many films do go into communities and they film, but like the community that is there, they never really involve them, and they just go in, do their film and then go out. But it was really wonderful to be able to, invest into the community there. We had two senior citizens who we found through the Volunteers of America senior program, and then of course a bunch of youth from the high schools out there, and they were all really wonderful to work with. And I mean, the girl that did my hair, I found her at the Covenant House. Her name is Akaya, and she's 20 years old, and her biggest dream was to always do hair for like a movie or something. And so she did all of my hair, and she right away, she has a jump start in that career now. And also we found this one homeless veteran off of the street and stuff, and had him come, and he was very excited because it was his birthday actually. Yeah, there's one thing like all the people who choose have in common besides their talents, of course. They all believe like we in the value and in the importance of, pay good fortune forward and help mentor and open up opportunities for others whenever they can.
Koryaka, I wanted to mention your film Princess Kalani was one of my favorite films last year,
Aw,
and
thank you.
yeah, it was really special in terms of its very rare portrayal on screen of the immense courage of a young indigenous woman, and also for bringing to life a buried history that few in this country even know about. Why was it important to you to illuminate that buried history and pay tribute to this forgotten young woman?
Well, it was very important to me for multiple reasons. One, because I grew up in Hawaii, and like in Hawaii, that's like it's where my heart is. I lived there until I was 9, and then I moved to LA. But I used to swing right outside of the Iolani Palace, where we actually were fortunate enough to be able to film. I actually used to swing on the banyan trees out there. And like, if you would have asked me when I was younger, who's the two roles that I most wanted to like play one day when I'm older, is Princess Kailani and Pocahontas. And there's such a beauty about having made the film, because I was able to do so much research and read actual letters from Princess Kailani. So it kind of gave me a really rare, beautiful, intimate perspective into like hearing her own words. And her own little thoughts and stuff. And I mean, Hawaii is so beautiful, and they have such a love for their ali'i. And she was, the beloved princess of Hawaii. And as a young woman, I mean, I really related to this. Like, for instance, when she went to Washington D.C. at the age of 17, to speak on behalf of her people. My other main passion besides acting is human rights and environmental activism. So that's something that really resonated with me, and I just think she's a really wonderful role model for young women. She's a strong-willed, amazing young woman, and it was such an honor to be able to portray her in the film, and it was a journey, and I learned a lot about myself as well.
Well, I really appreciated that you brought to light this woman that hardly anybody here knows about. And in your own life, you're in many ways yourself like Princess Kalani, and showing rare conviction and courage in standing up for many causes. What causes are most special to you right now? And also, what transpired with your case exactly 1 year ago when you protested at the White House with your mother against the sale of indigenous lands in your ancestral Peru to oil companies? What happened with that case?
Well, what happened with the case is that they're trying to make an example out of my case, so they've been like pretty cracked down hard on us. I mean, I wasn't arrested for disorderly conduct, which is what they told everybody that I was arrested for, but I was actually with a lot higher charge. I was charged with illegal entry into the White House, and then my mom was charged with defacing White House government property. And so yeah, so from the get-go, they've been trying to sort of make an example and try to get us at any, you know, at any turn and any given moment. But they banned me from protesting for 1 year. I'm not allowed to protest for a year, or at least get arrested. I mean, that hasn't stopped me. But yeah, so I'm not allowed to do that, and I've been doing community service and stuff. I mean, they only allowed me here in Los Angeles, a few like places to do things. But I'm working for the Peace Center and the Washington Peace Center and stuff. And so yeah, so it's going good. I think I have a court date coming up here next month, early next month, June 6th. So I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed. And but yeah, no. So I've just been recently getting some more projects together here in LA. I'm going to Peru soon to continue work there because there's always something going on there.
What's going on there right now that
What's going on there
that
right
you're going
now?
to be involved in? Yeah.
You know, the usual big oil companies and stuff, taking away the lands. I really want to return to the Corrientes region where I was, and Madre de Dios, and do some work there because those are some of the more isolated communities that are out there, and bring attention to that. I have these people, they want to make a documentary about that with me, so I'm gonna go down there as well and stuff like that. And then also here, I've been trying to continue on with the interactive filmmaking and stuff and step it up a notch as well. And I have this new awesome project called Samantha that I'm producing and acting in as well.
And what is
And
that about?
well, this one, we're gonna give even more interactive stuff and even more involvement with the audience, and we're actually gonna release the ending scene. We're gonna shoot it five different ways. For example, the helicopter blows up, or a boat blows up, or you know, something like that. And we're gonna have five different endings, and we're gonna let the audience choose and edit which ending they like most. So I'm really excited about this
Oh,
one,
yeah.
and
Now
yeah,
you.
I'm just trying to keep it going, paint it forward.
Yeah. Now you also joined the. I read that you joined the Howard Zinn, the People Speak community
Yeah.
reading series and the People Speak film series, along with Matt Damon, Sean Penn, and Josh Brolin. What did you admire about the late Howard Zinn that led you into that project?
Well, I was quite young when I found out about Howard Zinn,
Well, you're
and
still quite young.
I know, but I was a lot younger. I came on board with that like right on the beginning when they were having stage readings and stuff still, and they weren't even filming the thing that they have now. But I had read some of Howard Zinn's books, Voices of the People's History at the United States of America, and all of these things, and I found it really inspiring to like hear the voices and to have a collection in that book, a whole collection of all these different like times in history and from the voices of like those everyday people, those everyday heroes who in their communities really helped shape and change, they created change from the bottom up and showed that like everyday normal people, heroes in our communities, we have the power to create the change because it does start from the bottom up. And then somehow, I don't really remember how quite, but I was very, very fortunate enough to be asked to do a reading with Howard Zinn. So I went in and did a reading of Chief Joseph and I forgot what the other one was. But anyways, so I went there and then from then on, I mean, I fell in love with Howard. He was so sweet. He was like a grandfather figure, he was absolutely sweet and amazing, and all the rest of the cast, they were really wonderful, and it was wonderful to be able to be on stage and sort of bring back those voices of the past and have them be heard again.
Is there anywhere it can be heard on the internet?
On the internet?
Yeah.
There is some readings if you type it in. Like Howard Zinn, there's some stage readings. Mm. However, it's not like the production that they do have of all the shows where they made it, especially so that they could show it in schools to kids and stuff.
You're also coming up in Shouting Secrets and Into the Americas. Could you talk a little bit about what you're doing in those films?
I did Shouting Secrets last year. Mm. And it's a wonderful story of like it's a drama, but it's a comedy, and fantastic cast involved, and it's a wonderful little family story, you know, how a family can go through so much, and how sometimes you overlook and don't see quite the important things that are like right there in front of you, and how sometimes you take things for granted and you don't realize it until maybe sometimes it's too late. Mm. So I have that, and then I have this one other project that I'm super excited about. It's called Neverland. Neverland is the prequel to Peter Pan. It's about Peter Pan before he became Peter Pan, and it's a movie made for the Sci-Fi Channel. I play the role of Aya, which is Tiger Lily, but she's sort of the equivalent of Wendy in like the Peter Pan film.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. It has amazing cast, and it has amazing special effects.
Yeah, well, you're quite busy, I must say.
Good to keep yourself busy.
What are some of the projects you're doing through your production company?
Well, I'm shooting some documentaries through my production company, and I'm doing the film Samantha, and looking at some other scripts that perhaps I might go on board as a producer. I also have this really wonderful film where I'm producing and acting in as well, called The Road to Forgiveness. And it is one of the most amazing, beautiful stories that I've ever like read. And the most amazing part about it to me is that it is based on a true story. And I actually I was fortunate enough to go to New Mexico, where this film is based, and meet the woman that my character is. And I was asked to produce it and then play the lead role and to speak to her and to hear what she's gone through. Mm. I mean, because the story is an amazing journey of the human spirit and like how it could like get broken, but how, like, you can make it out of it and what you choose to do with your life after you make it out of something like that. Like, that is one movie and one story to seriously look out for, because it's, like, so amazing. This woman actually killed some people drunk driving on the reservation.
Oh, okay.
So it deals with the whole plight of what really does still go on today with drug use and drinking on reservations and really how it can affect not so much yourself, because obviously it does affect yourself, but all the people around you that care and stuff like that. And the title really says it all, The Road to Forgiveness.
Yeah.
and yeah,
Oh,
so.
okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
It was
and
a
good
pleasure to
luck.
speak with you.
Okay, bye
Thank
bye.
you. Bye.